Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hawaii Governor David Ige speaks out about the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday.
The U.S. president also reluctantly signed the waiver on nuclear sanctions for what he said.
The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for that erroneous message. Hawaii described panic. They were in panic. Emergency alert came Saturday on television, radio, email, and by mobile devices. Just a week ago, Hawaii reinstated its Cold War-era alarm sirens amid growing fears of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Koreans have suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month, potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. The neighboring countries are expected to have further discussions about the proposal on Monday. Tunisia plans to increase aid for poor families by $70.3 million after nearly a week of protest over austerity measures. Several hundred protesters took to the streets in Sidi Bouzid, where then the 2011 uprising first began, and protesters in cities and towns across the country. This is VOA News. Iran says it will retaliate for new sanctions imposed by President Trump the day after he signed the nuclear sanctions waiver for what he said was the last time. Reactions to President Trump's use of a vulgar slur to explain the opposition to Salvadoran, Haitian, and African migration of the United States continuing. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin was at the White House meeting with the president when the comments were supposedly made. He said the comments indeed were made, and they were repeated several times. Mr. Trump said on Twitter his language in the White House meeting was tough, but denied using vulgarity. Once again, repeating our top story, Hawaii Governor David Ige speaks out about the false missile alert that panicked islanders on Saturday. He said it was an awful experience and that they will make sure it does not happen again. The administrator of Hawaii's Emergency Management Administration, Vern Miyagi, told reporters one person was responsible for that erroneous message. Hawaiians described panic when they got the emergency alert that came early on Saturday. It happened on television, radio, email, and mobile devices. It was just a few weeks ago Hawaii reinstated its Cold War-era alarm sirens amid growing fears of nuclear aggression by North Korea. South Korea has suggested the formation of a combined women's hockey team with North Korea to compete at the Winter Olympics next month, a potential landmark development in relations between the bitter rivals. Proposal was made last week when delegations from both countries held talks at the border village of Panmunjom. The neighboring countries are expected to have further discussions about the proposals on Monday after agreeing to hold working-level discussions on the North Korean side of the peace village. The death toll resulting from mudslides that devastated a town in the U.S. state of California have climbed to 18 as rescue crews continue to search for seven people who are still missing amid diminishing hope that survivors would be found. Most of the 9,000 residents of Montecito, located north of Los Angeles, remain under orders to stay out of town as gas and electricity were expected to be shut off Saturday for repairs. The catastrophic activities struck on Tuesday after heavy downpours drenched the area near Montecito, where vegetation that normally would have soaked up heavy rain had been stripped a month ago by wildfires.
That's the latest world news from VOA.